Welcome to Reinventing Rural. I am your host, Laura Dean. Reinventing Rural is a podcast that invites guests to discuss projects that will make life in rural Erie County better. Better for kids, ourselves, and our communities. Today's show is the sixth in a series about the fiber optic internet network coming to Cory. Impact Cory and its partners are building a universal gig fiber network that will make Cory a rural community of choice for remote workers, online learning, digital economy job training, and technology businesses. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Cory. So today, I would like to welcome to the podcast Shayna Smith. Shayna is Operations Director at the Northwest Commission. Welcome, Shayna.
Thank you for inviting me, Laura.
Yes, absolutely. So would you like to share what the Northwest Commission is, the focus of its work, and your role in that work?
Absolutely. The Northwest Commission is a regional-based resource for business and economic development, as well as community development and planning. We serve eight counties in Northwest PA: Clarion, Crawford, Erie, Forest, Lawrence, Mercer, Venango, and Warren. We have a team of skilled professionals, and they are dedicated to sustaining the economic vitality and growth of Northwest Pennsylvania by offering free and low-cost services. The programs that support the business and economic development component include our business financing, which is our lending arm. We will lend to new and existing businesses who many are not eligible for traditional bank loans, or maybe they're unable to obtain the amount of funds necessary through a traditional lender to start their project. We also have our government contracting through our Apex Accelerator. That provides assistance to businesses interested in contracting with local, state, and federal governments. And this program helps businesses navigate the government's system for award management. It helps them become registered with the government to apply for government contracts, and they will research contracting opportunities for existing government contractors. We have our international marketing and export marketing program, which guides clients through the export process and assists businesses with their market research, a market entry strategy for development, coordinates business trips and meetings and schedules for clients who are traveling abroad that wish to meet with potential buyers in other countries. We provide technical support and access to grants for this purpose. And we identify and vet buyers for our clients for the products abroad that they want to sell. We do this through funding that we receive through Pennsylvania's Department of Community and Economic Development, and I'll refer to it as DCED. They have an Office of International Business Development there. And Pennsylvania actually has 13 authorized trade representatives that are located throughout the world, covering 44 markets. We have agents, distributors, and partners through customized searches that they can assist any business with if they want to enter a different market throughout the world. We administer something called PREP, which is Partnerships for Regional Economic Performance. The Northwest Commission serves as the regional coordinator for the PREP program, which is a program out of DCED as well. What else do we do? We manage the region's Keystone Opportunity Zones, and Keystone Opportunity Zones are designated by local communities, and they're approved by the Department of Community and Economic Development. And those zones provide specific state and local tax benefits, bestowing eligible businesses and residents who occupy these zones certain tax benefits. So the commission also coordinates and manages a program under DCED called Engage. And Engage is a program designed to assist businesses by putting them in touch with business experts and regional resources to help them address each business's concerns and needs. We have various community development programs as well. I'll name a few. We have our Greenways Block Grant Program, which leverages funding from the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources and the Department of Environmental Protection to provide funding to regional projects designed to implement the Northwest Greenways Plan. We also have our Transportation Department, and the Transportation Department coordinates and encourages maximum local participation in transportation project planning for 5 of our rural communities, including Clarion, Crawford, Forest, Venango, and Warren counties. And this program also includes local technical assistance. It's a program called LTAP, which provides classroom training on transportation technologies and procedures developed at the federal and state level to local municipalities at no cost. We have our ARC and EDA Grant Writing Technical Assistance Program that assists local governments and nonprofits in identifying and applying for ARC, which stands for the Appalachian Regional Commission, and EDA grants, which is the Economic Development Administration grants. We provide grant writing technical assistance on other federal and state grants as well, but they're far too many to name, and I won't go through that list today, but you're certainly welcome. Anyone is welcome to reach out to the commission for more information about that. As for my role in all of this, I oversee all the program managers here at the commission. I ensure the sustainability and continuity of each program. I identify and coordinate the strategic initiatives for the region, such as our regional broadband initiative, which I'm sure we'll touch on here shortly. I research and identify and apply for grants that support the Northwest Commission's vision. A couple other things. I evaluate staff performance. I ensure policy adherence and resolve conflicts. And I oversee the organization's day-to-day operations, which sometimes include technological support. That pretty much sums it up.
Wow. The Northwest Commission does a lot. And yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like that's just the tip of the iceberg. So yeah, it sounds like you're a very busy lady. So what is the Community Economic Development Strategy, or the CEDS plan? And in what areas does it focus?
The Community Economic Development Strategy, more commonly referred to as the CEDS, is a strategy-driven plan for economic development for a region. The U.S. Economic Development Administration requires agencies that are designated as economic development districts to complete a CEDS every 5 years. So the Northwest Commission is a U.S. EDA-recognized economic development district. Therefore, we conduct a CEDS for our region every 5 years. What does that focus on and what does that mean? There are 4 main elements of a CEDS. The first being basically a summary background of the region. There's a SWOT analysis, a strategic direction and action plan, and evaluation framework. So the summary background provides an overview of the region's current economic conditions. A SWOT analysis, I'm sure many of you are familiar with that, assesses the state of the regional economy, including our strengths, our weaknesses, the opportunities and threats posed by internal and external trends and forces throughout our region. The region's vision and goals are assessed, and measurable objectives are determined together with the appraisal of the region's competitive advantages. This should form the basis of the strategic direction and action for this plan. And lastly, the evaluation framework that establishes the criteria and performance measures for evaluating the region's implementation of the strategic direction, or our CEDS plan, and our progress towards those objectives.
Excellent. So since we're discussing connectivity, what would you say are the goals of the SEDS plan for the Northwest Commission's 8-county region?
The last SEDS was completed in December of 2021. The goals, or we refer to them as strategic recommendations, concluded from the Northwest PA SEDS focused on four areas. The first being entrepreneurship development, the second, business expansion, retention, and recruitment. The third was workforce development and education. And the fourth was infrastructure, place, and tourism development.
So does this change every 5 years, you said? Like, you do different strategic goals and then this changes every 5 years?
We reassess every 5 years the economy here in our region, and we come up with a different, or sometimes different, strategic plans. I mean, it really depends on what's happening currently, right, economically in the region.
Got you. So what is the Northwest Commission doing to reach out for participation of all its counties for the SEDS plan?
Immediately upon completion of the 2021 SEDS, I made the recommendation to my executive director that the Northwest Commission should create SEDS action teams. And thankfully, my executive director was in support of this initiative and shared my vision for the project. The four goals that I just mentioned were quite broad, and I felt strongly that infrastructure, place, and tourism was too broad, because infrastructure could be transportation, could be brownfields remediation, site development, the power grid, broadband, you name it. And tourism could certainly be a standalone team as well. So we created two separate action teams for tourism and broadband. Ultimately, what we did was we established six SEDS action teams. The first being entrepreneurship development. The second was business expansion, retention, and recruitment. The third was workforce development and education. The fourth, infrastructure and place development. The fifth, tourism development. And the sixth, broadband development.
So what do the delivery teams do? Well, delivery teams and what, I'm sorry, what did you call them?
We refer to them as action teams.
Action teams, got you.
Yeah.
So what exactly do they do?
The action teams, they meet at minimum every other month, some more frequently, depending upon what projects or initiatives they're actively working. The members of the action teams are representatives from each county, at least one Economic Development Corporation representative from each county serves on an action team, along with business owners, business executives, small business development center staff, and experts in each area of focus.
That's excellent. So you can get very crucial people involved in this. So that sounds excellent. I like that breakdown. Why is connectivity an economic development goal for communities? Can you give examples of how high-speed connectivity can impact the economic growth of communities?
Sure. Connectivity, in terms of broadband connectivity, is the bedrock, really, of all economic development in our world today. Some examples, for sure, reliable, fast broadband connectivity, that affords businesses access to global markets. High-speed internet allows businesses to connect with customers and suppliers around the world, opening up new markets and opportunities for growth. This is, you know, particularly important for small businesses that may not have the resources to establish a physical presence in other countries. The expansion of high-speed internet infrastructure, that creates jobs in the construction and maintenance of the network. Additionally, businesses that rely on high-speed internet can grow and create new jobs in their local communities. An example of that would be advanced manufacturing. It attracts businesses and talent. Reliable high-speed internet, that's a key factor in attracting businesses and talented workers to our community. Companies, they're increasingly looking for locations with strong digital infrastructure to support their operations and employee needs. People want to improve their quality of life if they can work remotely and their families can enjoy the intimacy and familiarity of a small town. Rural living, while being able to work, you know, in meaningful, well-paying jobs from anywhere, that is critically important. High-speed internet supports the delivery of healthcare services throughout. For example, telemedicine allows patients in rural and underserved areas to access medical care from specialists throughout the world. This can improve their health outcomes and reduce healthcare costs. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg when we talk about connectivity.
Yeah, and I don't know if, you know, a lot of people really get that and understand that how we live and exist now, like technology and connectivity, like we need to be connected better. So yeah, those are just perfect examples just to start. So knowing that Impact Quarry is one of the organizations serving on the Northwest Commission's connectivity delivery team and has shared its work to bring 100% fiber network to Quarry, what economic development outcomes do you predict from the fiber network coming to Quarry?
Oh, wow. There's so many. If Quarry had scalable fiber optic infrastructure in place, the ability to attract and retain business and industry would be a game changer. I mean, imagine if Quarry's fiber optic infrastructure offered internet speeds up to 1 gigabyte. That would be your number one selling point for business attractions in Quarry. I would lead every conversation with that if you were able to offer that.
Yeah, I know that when you look at different areas and, you know, my husband and I have thought about, you know, possibly going to a different city to live, but you look at these different things that these cities offer, and again, you kind of slip over this, you know, having fiber and having fast speed internet. People kind of skim over that, but that is a game changer to have access to that, for everyone to have access to that, and it being affordable too. So
absolutely. It's imperative for our region if we want to reach our economic goals. Right. You know, if we don't invest in broadband connectivity now, we'll be left behind. Because there are urban areas that are investing in construction of fiber networks that are scalable up to terabytes per second. So imagine download speeds of a terabyte per second.
That would be insane.
Yeah. Some of our rural communities have no internet connectivity or have below the nationally recognized standard of 120 megabytes per second down and 20 megabyte upload. So, you know, we have an opportunity to position ourselves really well if we were to offer an open access network.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for everything you do. I mean, again, that's quite a large umbrella, but it means a lot for our region. So are there any other thoughts you'd like to share?
You know, I can't stress enough how much broadband connectivity impacts the economic prosperity of a region. You know, we're talking about things from increased access to educational resources, better access to healthcare, job creation, and just ultimately an enhanced quality of life. If the broadband's initiative is successful, it will be one of the largest open access networks in the United States. So it's quite ambitious. And it truly depends on our region's residents and their appetite for economic prosperity. The impact of this project will strengthen the economic vitality of our region for years to come, for the next 30 to 40 years. This is a long-term investment. So I really hope that residents communicate this to their elected officials that they want this, and that we are able to at least move forward with a broadband equity and access development application for the region.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Shana. It's been great to have you on the show today.
Sure. I was glad to come. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the role of high-speed connectivity in lifting our region. To become a champion, join Impact Quarry's mailing list, or to contribute financially to Impact Quarry, please visit impactquarry.org. That's impactquarry.org. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Quarry.